Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the Great Recession, Elkhart, Indiana hit rock bottom. It had the country's worst unemployment rate, prompting two visits from then-President Barack Obama. Now, a decade later, bust has become boom, thanks to one product Elkhart makes very well. Recreational vehicles, RVs. The jobless rate in Elkhart is an ultra-low 2.8%, and it just hit number one in a Wall Street Journal and Realtor.com list of quality housing markets. Let's talk now to Mayor Rod Roberson. He's a Democrat and the city's first Black mayor. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, RVs aren't the only thing you make in your town, but RV sales are through the roof this pandemic. Give me a picture of this boom. When you walk around town and you look at the signs, the traffic, what people are buying, what does it look like?
Well, first of all, it could always be worse when you walk around town and not see people hiring like they are, and opportunities don't exist. So I'm thankful for the opportunities to exist. But Elkhart has always been a resilient community. It has been one that has had downturns in the past, and the one that you cited in your intro indicated that we were really in a tough spot, 20% unemployment, and those issues were really dragging on us. But what we did in the downturn was really focus on amenities. What can we do to ensure that we are making ourselves an attractive community to individuals to come and live, let alone going after big companies or trying to bolster our economy with diversification of our industry? And we believe that as we came out of the last recession and we really were focusing on those things, we created different neighborhoods that are actually growing and booming right now. We literally have events that populate our summer calendar that folk come in to go to. It has been a wonderful opportunity for us to show the kind of not just resilience Elkhart has, but the popularity and attraction that we can be.
Yeah, so you built this foundation as your city was recovering from the Great Recession, and suddenly the pandemic comes, and so many people in the country want the product that your city makes. When did you start to realize, oh my goodness, this could really change lives here? At the start of the pandemic?
We didn't know, obviously no one knew, what was going to be considered essential and what wasn't. Ironically, the RV industry was considered essential. And while it was still, it was making multiple different products for recreational use, it was also making products for practical use in order to help to deal with the mitigation that that this pandemic initiated. We were making modular places where people could separate and actually be able to do their jobs as well. So we were considered essential. And that designation kept the RV industry flowing. And when it flows, the supplier parts and all of the connected tissue to the RV industry also flows. And our community really works when you have not just the OEMs, meaning the original manufacturers working, but and pumping product, but also the supplier network behind it, which is also located here in Elkhart. So if you've had an RV or seen one roll down the street, 90% to 95% of them have been made in Elkhart. And so with that said, if we work on just those things, we end up in a space where we are right now, where it's billions of dollars that we even have in our backlog of orders, let alone the ones that we are selling day to day inside of the dealerships around the country.
Now, of course, booms bring their own challenges. We've heard about this nationwide Great Resignation. How hard is it for employers to not just find workers, but to keep them? I've heard about bonuses being offered. If you stay for 90 days, you get a bonus.
We're in a topsy-turvy market. I call it the Twilight Zone for good reason. There, it is a bullish market for workers. And in our industry, the RV industry is not an assembly a line industry. It's an industry where people actually have a hammer and a screwdriver or a screw gun, and they are putting an RV together. It's a house on wheels. And so this is manual labor that really we need in order for us to survive within that industry. But Elkhart, it has been able to use the fuel from the RV industry to help us create the other pieces that make sense.
Last question very quickly, Mr. Mayor. Is your city ready for the next recession?
Who is, for that matter? I mean, what cities are ready for a recession? What we need to do is just continue to focus on what makes Elkhart special. And I think every city does. So for the practical answer, yes, but let's hope it doesn't come for a while.
Rod Robertson is the mayor of Elkhart, Indiana. Mr. Mayor, thanks for the time.
Thank you.